B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Pat Benatar right there. Heartbreaker. It's 8:35. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's get into the laundry now. LBF is... This is some dirty laundry. This needs to be cleaned.
I know. It's a little bit scandalous why you should check out the Czech Vogue. And also, if you prepare to hork, because there's the loviest, doviest little clip from a newly engaged couple that I'm going to play for you. But before I get to that, actually, breaking news... Just on Good Morning America, Bachelor Colton Underwood has revealed that he is gay, even though he was on The Bachelor and was engaged to Cassie. Now, I don't know if you remember Colton, but he threatened to quit the show.
He was a football player.
Yep, he was a football player, and he jumped a fence. Remember that scene?
Yeah, very athletic.
And then he broke up with Cassie, and it was kind of a messy breakup because she had a restraining order against him. Jeez. He came out with a book in 2020 called The First Time. He was the virgin.
That's
and
right.
So, yeah, so right. Is that bad to say?
He wrote a book about it?
He wrote a book about being the Bachelor.
Ah, okay.
And he actually said that he was bullied in high school because his classmates said he was gay. And then he said he denied that he was. And after a very hard, this past year, difficult year, he came out. And now he's living the life that he should have been leading this entire
good
time.
For him.
And he apologized to Cassie for... Because he said he loved her and he was in love with her, but he just wasn't in love with himself, you know?
Good for him, because you got to imagine the challenge for anyone to come out, but let alone an NFL football player.
On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And that living that lie day to day and getting caught up, swept up in everything. Yeah. So anyway, good for him. Okay, so why should you check out Czech Vogue? Because, it's... Paulina Porizkova. God, that name.
Yeah.
It vexes me. She is on the cover, 56 years old, all the lady bits exposed, every single one of them. And she's like, you know, she was married to Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He died. He left her out of the will. They were in the midst of a divorce. She had a really awful couple of years because of that.
You don't leave the ex, right? In your will.
Well, I think they were expecting. In the midst of it. I don't think their relationship was tumultuous.
So it went to his sons, their sons.
I don't even know. I don't know what happened. He was kind of mean in the end, apparently. Mm. And anyway, she's been going through it, and there's only one way, really, to get over, to get through grief.
Yeah.
And that is, especially if you're a former supermodel, and that is to pose completely
Vogue.
Nude.
Yeah, Madonna
Vogue,
said it. Vogue.
Right?
Vogue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And finally, if you want to hork into your coffee right now, because this newly engaged couple loves each other so much. I mean, I love love. Don't get me wrong. I love when people are in love. It's so nice.
You love the love.
I love the love. Yeah. But Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers just take it next level. And plus, they're at Disney World. So it's like they're being interviewed.
Did they have the Disney bride and groom?
I think it's behind
Mickey
them.
Hats?
I think they just look very Disney-esque with their masks on.
So let's hear it.
Here you go.
What is one thing that always makes you smile?
This guy.
You.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah.
How do you unwind after a long day?
I like a bath. Maybe a good glass of wine.
I was going to say cuddle time, but since she went with her own thing, I'm going to say Jeopardy and a glass of scotch.
Ooh.
What is one thing you are most proud of?
I'm really proud, baby, of how you make the bed in the morning.
Baby.
You're really good at it.
Huh?
And I'm really proud of your diligence with brushing your teeth. You can go for minutes on end at times.
Baby.
It's true.
It's true. Baby. You like that nickname, baby?
I like that whole thing.
You like it?
I do. They're happy. You know who doesn't like it?
Who?
Danica Patrick doesn't like it.
No.
His ex, Danica, is like,
Aaron
you Rogers weren't.
It's sweet, but it's a little bit sticky sweet.
It's they're fresh.
Baby.
Fresh.
Do you have
minted.
A nickname for your...
I'm not going to talk about my wife's nickname here on the radio.
Like, babe? You don't call her babe or baby?
I'm not talking about that.
You're not talking about that. Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Must
talk
be
about
really
it with your mailman.
Interesting. I'm going
to
find
Would
that
you like
out.
To hear her nickname for me?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a very sexy husband. And
so, you know.
What? It'd be so funny if your nickname was sexy.
You know what I did see today?
Or, like,
I forgot to
bottom.
Tell you guys this. You know what I did see today? I forgot to tell you.
Oh, please tell me.
Well, remember last year I kept seeing this guy driving past me on the way to work.
Yes.
The license plate, yeah.
His license plate, I won't say the state because I don't want to get that kind of info.
We'll give you like three.
Is Mr. Sexy.
Sexy.
He drove by me today.
What if your nickname was Mr. Sexy?
It's not me.
I almost feel that I'm going to try that on for Dave. I'm going to call him Mr. Sexy.
You should.
My favorite story is I used to call him Big Daddy. It was a joke. And then he started calling me Big Mama.
That's where it goes wrong.
And that's when it all fell apart.
All right.
I'm so proud you make the bed every morning, Big Mama. It doesn't have the baby sense to it.
No, little baby.
The Big
Love
Mama
the
in the
brush
kitchen.
Your teeth,
no.
Big Mama.
I prefer Big Mama in the kitchen. There we go. Okay, Brian. How about some road information?
Sure.
This is Mr. Sexy still out there?
Could be. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.